WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Wow, this is Baltimore Positive. We are positively no longer in Highland Town. We are in White Marsh. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. When I get it together, I got some holiday cash drops. We've been giving tickets away here at G&A Restaurant. We are on Route 7. Philadelphia Road, as they say, up in, is this officially White Marsh, or is it Honey Go, or is it Nottingham? I don't know what it is. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends, and I did bring my Window Nation bucket hat. I appreciate Pete over Costas washing it, getting it nice and clean for me, and I appreciate Window Nation as well. 866-90-NATION, you buy two, you get two free, and there's 60 months free finance. That's a better deal than they even gave me when I got my windows back in August, so the best deals available for you. I have sponsors, I have friends that come together and put Baltimore Positive together, fund my radio station, allow me to go see Bruce Springsteen in a couple of weeks. Wise Markets is one of them. We call them Wise Conversations. So I tried to do this with Andy when he opened last year, and the place was such a sensation here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're a kid from Perry Hall, Nick, right?
Yes.
I mean, Nick runs the Honey... Tell him which one you... Because there's some confusion as to which one is which.
Yeah,
up here.
I mean, well, you have the Perry Hall original one, and that's the one right on Seven Courts in East Joppa. And that was there.
That's
like,
the one I knew like about the, when I didn't even know how to pronounce Wise.
Yes.
Some people still call it Weiss.
Weiss.
Right.
Yeah, Wise. Eat better, spend less. That's Wise.
Right.
So the one that I run, though, is the Honey Go one. Right on Honey Go Boulevard, Bel Air Road intersection. About
it was
a mile
swamp
from there.
20 years ago when I lived out here, right?
Cornfield.
Right, cornfield.
It was a cornfield.
Okay.
And 18 years ago, 20 years ago.
Before the Manhattan Grill and the Liberatories boys.
Yeah, before they had all that in there, it was a White House right there. And that's the one that I run. So call it Honey Go. You could call it Perry Hall. I don't shop
in your store, and it really offends you. It bothers you because I shop in all the other ones.
Every single
I just
one around
don't,
me.
You're just a little further away from where I live. That it's not. When I leave here today, I said to my wife, "I said, do you need me to pick anything up? Because we're getting toward the weekend. It's playoffs, mm-hmm. all that madness. And I'm like, do we need milk? Do we need anything? And I'm, she said, yes. Stop Wise. I'm like, okay.
Right
I have no excuse to not come into your store today.
New Forge to Honey
Go. You tried to get me down there for the Halloween thing and sell me on the family fun movie, candy night, and all that stuff. Did that go good?
It did. It did. It's a good turnout.
It's been three, 4 months
good.
Since I've seen you.
Huh?
It's been like 3 or 4 months.
About
it was
three.
Like October.
Yeah, October. Yeah. October. But no, it did. It turned out good. I mean, you get the whole community involved. They love it. The whole shopping center, they're all involved in it. You know, it's a really good... We'll do a couple movies a couple times a year. The shopping center does it. And they just happen to do it in our parking lot. And the community loves it.
That is an interesting community there in a lot of ways. Because I sort of made fun and said it was a swamp. You're like, it's a cornfield. It was a place people didn't live 20 nope. years ago. I lived in Perry Hall for 15 years, right?
Yep.
My kid went to Perry Hall High. We talked about that.
Right.
So, I lived where the like Missoni's is, like on the backside of where that would be.
Yep.
Springhouse... I lived the second time over by King Avenue in the Bumi Temple,
mm-hmm.
right over by like where the duck farm was, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So I lived twice. I lived in an apartment. I had a house. I'm talking turn of the century. The Wise Market in Seven Courts was like, that was the, I shopped there a lot because it was the closest supermarket to my house at the time, right? So, and I pronounced it Weiss the whole time, or I probably did. This is 1995, 96. When we had the big snowstorm, I see everybody sharing the blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
I live there.
Yeah.
So that's right. So I would just say for like all of this area, I didn't know whether I lived in Nottingham, White Marsh, Perry Hall, Fullerton. There's a whole... I don't know where the lines of demarcation are.
It is interesting because it is Perry Hall, but it's also Nottingham. I mean, back in the day, it was Perry Hall, and then it was Germantown at one point.
What?
You think of Germantown, and it was in like 1880 or 1860 to 1880.
You know so much. That's why I have you on, Nick.
But like, well, you got Nottingham, so Forge Road, which is right here. You got New Forge, and you got Forge, okay? Right down here on Route 7, Philadelphia Road, you got Gunpowder Falls, right? So,
and you've seen all this change during your lifetime.
I have. So 1750s, the gunpowder was a lot higher, okay, because they didn't have the little dam in at Loch Raven Reservoir.
It stops the water.
Right, and it lowered the level. They used to bring ships up here, tall ships.
What?
There is a ferry that ran from in the 1750s right here. It's called the Long Calm. And
boats were a lot different in the 1750s.
Right, Nottingham, Forge Road, they had the Nottingham Forge, was right down here, and the gunpowder furnace, and they built, it was metal, like iron products and battleship parts from 1750 to 1850 until a flood took it out.
Right here, a mile from here, a mile and a half.
Right down there.
Wow.
And that's why that's Forge Road. Well, new Forge, but the original Forge, Nottingham Forge. Then you got the area of Nottingham, then you got Perry Hall. It was Germantown at one point, and then that was absorbed into Perry Hall, and it's changed a lot.
Now, you grew up behind where Conrad's is, which I would call Perry Inn, right?
I actually grew up on Seven Courts.
Oh, okay.
I was on Seven Courts, and then when I bought my house 12 years ago, I bought a house.
Up.
Yeah, I moved to the northern end of Perry Hall.
Because I knew you lived really close to Conrad's because you did the show with me like a year ago there. And
yeah, that was my corner block.
Yeah, I didn't know that if you grew up there or not because it's pretty far out in the 80s at least. I mean, mm-hmm. I had kids that lived in Perry Hall where all of this area, I mean, I saw White Marsh Mall become a mall in 1981. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember it was a real marsh, right? So seeing all of these changes up here, the area where your store is most interesting to me because I am of the age where I watched that go from nothing,
to
a community.
Literally,
when you say you're having family events and things in the parking lot and people coming together, I'm thinking, how many people live within a walk, a mile? They can walk because of the way the houses were built there,
right?
And the density of population there, and the beautiful park that was built, and the fact that the road was always closed down by the mall, where Casamia's is. It was closed for the whole time. I lived in Perry all 15 years. The minute I left, like 2002, 2003, that's when it opened up.
Right.
So,
yeah, because it would just turn. You would just turn.
I didn't know what was down that hill. It was like something out of a horror movie. Like, there's a sign that says road closed. And, you know, people in government said, oh, man, they're going to build a whole community over there. There's funding. I don't know anything about any of that, right? Next thing I know, roads are in. There's a beautiful park. Yep. And I'm thinking, why did I leave Perry Hall? It was beautiful up here. And they call it Honeygo now,
right? Yep. Honeygo Run. I mean, I remember when that road wasn't even there. And you're talking the 90s.
Right.
Because you would leave the mall, you would go straight, and then you had to turn left on Ebenezer.
Correct.
You just went left. It was just trees.
You will
there.
Go to Perry Hall High School.
Yeah,
you will go to Perry Hall High School.
Perry Hall High School.
You will go to Outback Steakhouse.
Right,
you will
that's go. Where right. you're exactly. going. And then they cut that through, and like they started building it, I guess, cutting that road in 2000, 2001.
Right.
And like you said, it was just closed. And then all of a sudden, 2003, 2004, boom, it's open.
Well, dude,
and there's a whole community there.
Up, right? 43 right. popped up. And then the backside of the Ghost Road down where Michael's is on the way to Martin's, I mean, that road had years of just a road and nothing else.
Nothing else.
Right? Now we see these communities pop up. Yep. But your community where your Wise is, I mean, I just literally remember people moving into that community. Yep. I remember the restaurants that were there.
Yeah.
I just remember everything about it.
Even like where the library's at. Not too long ago, really. I mean, like, what, 15 years ago, they moved the Perry Hall Library. It was on Bel Air Road. And now it's right there across from one of the parks right there. Right before you get to, like,
well,
the new Wawa.
This is where, if I had David Marks here.
And it was just cornfield.
Or if I had Johnny O here today, we would just talk about the evolution of all this. Because you talk about whatever political thing that made the dam happen changed the waterway.
It did.
You know, in gunpowder. And I'm knocking my
lottery. Over.
Yeah, thank God there's nothing to drink. And this is where I keep my drinks apart. Well, Nick is here from Wise Marks. Nick Fisher. We're at With Love from Baltimore. We're at G&A. I tried to get the show here last year. I've never had his crab cake, by the way.
No.
Had a million hot dogs.
I haven't eaten here. They moved here.
Well, we're going to change things right now. Yep. Now, he's going to tell you that his restaurant, when he's going to come on 3, Andy is going to come on 3:30. And part of the story here is this, much like my company, right? Like my little Baltimore company is like a barn raising for Baltimore. I've been here an hour and a half. I've had 8 people come up. A lady pulled my hair that works with my wife and wanted to take a picture. So you witnessed this out in front. So, but this is the most local of local establishments, and I'll tell you why. Because Andy, I was born in 68. My dad and I probably started taking the bus to Memorial Stadium, as I remember it, in 74, 75, 76. So Colts games in that era, so you're talking Burt Jones. Orioles games in that era, you're talking Lee May, Ken Singleton, Al Bunbury, Palmer, you know, all of that. The G&A was on the block where you had to transfer the bus, okay? So I lived in Colgate East Point Mall. You take the 23 up Eastern Avenue, and you get off the bus at Goldenberg's, which I think now is like a Walgreens, right? When you first pull into Highland Town. And you would you would walk a block over to Bank Street behind Epstein's, and you would get on the number 22 bus. You transfer, and the 22 bus would take you right to Memorial Stadium. Okay? So this is my whole childhood, all during the 70s, a lot of the 80s. This is the way all of us, all the neighborhood kids, my dad always had a ball cap on. Kem knows this, right? So we would transfer, and when you would transfer, and this is my dad that worked at the Point. This is in the 70s. Reggie Jackson's playing for the Orioles and what, 79 Orioles. And my dad, I was 10 years old in the summer of 79, right? We'd get up to Highland Town. We'd have to transfer. And my dad would say, hey, not paying ballpark prices. The hot dogs are 50 cents at the ballpark. They're 15 cents over, 20 cents over G&A. We get you three hot dogs. So you can be a little chunky monkey like I was when I, you know, because I ate too much when I was a kid. So I was like a catcher, like Engelbert and Bad News Bears. So my dad would always go off to G&A, and it was always in the window, and they had the hot dogs in the window, and they had the hamburgers in the little silver vat and the onions. And it was always in the window, and the G&A was in the neon light. And Glava's was next door, and Shockett's, and Epstein's, and like the gal that tends bar at Costas, her family's Jaeger's music from Highland Town. So this is a Highland Town institution at G&A. Been in Highland Town, I don't know how, 100 years? I don't know. Ask Andy. A million, as long as I've been around. And last year, Andy decided to move his business out here. And sold the business in the city. I mean, I've been getting hot dogs on Andy's arm the last 20 years. Brian Billick's been in the place. I've had my mom had pancakes with Andy in Highland Town. So he moved it out here, and the place was so popular when it opened. I mean, television stations were out here, radio's out here, celebrities out here, Andy was out here. Andy, his son and my wife have had a similar challenge in life with cancer and battling and Johns Hopkins. So we're connected. And I couldn't get out here to do the show because I had to find a time when there's like space. There was a way to get in when I came in.
Yeah.
When I came in at 12:15, I couldn't get this table. I could do is get a seat in the bar.
Yeah.
So I know how crowded it is. So it's taken a long time. So I really want to honor the neighborhood. You're in the neighborhood. His cause. He knew you.
Yeah.
He came over and said, you're the guy from my Wise Markets, right? Yep. So, I mean, that's the kind of community vibe that I think all the Wise stores try to do that. Every 100%. Business wants to be local and wants to feel local, and you want to have that vibe. But moving the business out here, it's been great. We're going to have a scrappy. He will tell you, this goes back to the original story about what you need to get here. He would say that his place was the first place in Baltimore to serve fresh cut French fries with gravy.
Really?
Gravy on French fries was not, I mean, you see it in sub shops now and it's ubiquitous. It's like when I grew up, they didn't have tacos in Baltimore. It's hard for a kid your age to understand, but like when I was a kid, there was Taco Bell, and that was it. There was no tacos.
Yeah.
We didn't even know what a taco was. Like, you know?
Yeah.
We thought it was a thing at Taco Bell, and that's what a taco was.
Right.
But I would just say for French fries and gravy, he will tell you that 100 years ago, his grandfather,
that's crazy.
Was one of the first ones to do this.
Wow. That's
so interesting.
No, that is interesting.
Well, you always try to teach me stuff.
No, I know.
I'm trying to teach you about French fries and gravy. What's more important on this program than that?
I'm surprised I honestly don't know that. I'm surprised I don't know that.
Well, I want to brag on Wise Markets because I haven't had Jamie on. I had Christina on. And here's the problem. And I told Christina this, and I told Hannah, right? And Hannah loves it because she's like, you're making me the bad guy. I said, when I have Hannah on, we talk about eating all the food, and we talk about the holidays and tailgating and special platters. And when I have Christina on, we talk about, all right, you ate too much of that during a holiday. So I definitely, dude, Christmas night, the guy that saved my wife's life was in from Germany. So my wife brought desserts from New Hampshire. He brought desserts from Germany. He also brought beer from Germany. I brought desserts from Wise Markets, Pennsylvania Dutch, my favorite, Charlesy's Bakehouse. I got him special mousse. I had eggnog ice cream. I had...
I know you had that.
You want to see a picture of me picking the eggnog ice cream up?
Did you?
I found a rando, really the last, last one 2 nights ago. I found a fresh carton.
Where at? Which store? Carney?
No. I was in Towson.
Towson?
I was in Towson.
I got some. I have some sitting on my shelf right now.
Gimme.
Gives you an excuse to stop at my store.
God, I love having you
it
on a
gives
show.
Gives you an excuse.
No. This is because this is not even me trying to promote Wise Markets, but I'm going to promote Wise Markets. The reason I cannot come and get any more ice cream from you is because the freezer is full.
Fist filled.
And here's why it's full. Because of your app. And I don't know how many points I have right now. I'm going to open my app up and prove to you, because I got embarrassed last year. Hannah wanted me to open the app, and I didn't know the password, right? So I know my
password. You had that trouble two other times.
Session expired, and I got to remember my password now.
You got it last time. You didn't get it the time before that.
Hold on. Log in. Is it right?
It's right. There you go. There you go.
My rewards, View Club card. All my money.
Well, I had five grand.
It's a new year.
It reset.
I spent $66.
You
got to
get. Were you a gold?
My club card.
Yeah,
you're
gold status.
Hold
yeah,
on.
You
there's
are.
An error display in my loyalty card. Hold on. What?
No.
Hold on.
Cook point.
Reward.
Yeah, there you go.
I have 67 reward points. All right. So I was at 312 points before my wife left.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to add points, and I love that coconut water. And they have that at Towson.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and I bought 18 coconut waters to add 60 or 70
I was going
to
say, did that take you up to the 400?
I had some other, I bought a Panettone. I bought some stuff to try to get me to 400 so I could get the ham. So I went in and I put the ham off a couple days and I went, and I forgot things. And I went back in, found some extra eggnog because there was extra eggnog going on then. So I picked that up. And I came home and I had a ham. 14, but I had giant ham, 14 pounds. It's just
that's
two of us, right?
It's a big ham.
So we made the ham, and this is the tradition. My wife goes back to Wise. She picks up the butter beans, lima beans.
Oh, I know what you're
and then she picks up split peas. And then she picks up the onions, the Holy Trinity. Onions, the garlic, and the onions, garlic, and carrots. And she gets that thing going, and she's got this giant pot. And she made... She used the bone for the split pea. She minced the ham up into the bean soup. She made a giant vat of split pea. She had to go back out and buy little plastic containers to contain them, right? We have the little sucker of the air sucker thing that you buy with the bags.
Yeah, a little vacuum.
And she dates them. I looked in the freezer when I came in with the eggnog. She yelled at me in the store. It was like having my mother, honestly. She's like, no ice cream. No, we don't have any room. And I'm like... If they have eggnog, I'm getting eggnog.
Right.
And they didn't have it because I was in the Kearney store. They didn't have it. So the other night I went in alone without her. We had a mouse, and I had to get a mouse trap, and I got a mouse trap at Wise.
And then you're like, let me just go past the ice cream aisle.
I just had to see, and I got the last eggnog that I thought until I had to go to store. So I came home and I had the eggnog, and I swear I opened the freezer. And she was right.
There's no room.
There's bean soup stacked six bags, and there's six bags of split pea. And here's the rub. And Ken's here, and my kid doesn't listen. My kid listens to the show. He's going to hear this. Last year, because we moved this time last year, we had to clean the freezer out.
Mm-hmm.
We gave my son and his wife two bags of split pea and two bags of bean. And she says it's the best split pea she's ever. My wife's split pea soup's crazy. They want more of it. And I'm like,
here you go.
We didn't make enough this year. We don't have enough. Sorry. You know? But now we have the ice cream issue.
Now you're like, well, hold up.
Maybe
actually,
I'll give you a bag.
I love my son,
you know, but yeah. I love him, but I don't want to give him my split pea soup. Because it's my stash,
well,
dude. You know
if
what
you
mean?
Don't give him any, when he hears this, you can bet he's probably going
to
be.
So this is what I'm saying to you about Wise Markets, is that like, I got this ham, I saved up for points. I even remember my password. You saw me come up with it on the fly, right? I've only got 67 points, but I love the holidays, man. The holidays are the best, and the leftovers are the best for me. And I've been eating.
Oh, yeah.
I finally got rid of the Panettone. I finally got rid of the Tate's cinnamon sugar cookies that I picked up with a special foil bag.
Yeah,
I'm a sucker for holiday desserts. So I put on about 8 or 9 pounds. So I'm trying to get better.
It's
and
time
now
to
Andy,
cut it off.
I came in here and I ordered two sliders. Andy brought me three sliders. What's going on with Wise? You guys are doing something. Are we at heart yet? I rounded up for something the other day.
Well, it's the American Heart Association Roundup. So we're doing that for
See, I did my $67.
And you're right. You did round it up because we're doing that for 2 months. So we're doing that for all of January and all of February. So you can just round up at self-checkout. And then starting on February 1st, if you go through a regular lane, you actually be able to do a $1 donation, $3 donation, $5 donation.
Nice.
So that will start on February. So, yeah, we're doing American Heart Association, which, I mean, it's a great cause.
It was the other night when I got the eggnog. I literally was just flipping through the pad, and I always round up. I just always hit the green. It was 91 cents. When it's like 6 cents, I feel like a heel. I have to add a dollar or something.
Add it on.
So I rounded up, and I was just in a hurry. You know what I mean? I was like, we had a mouse. I had to get mouse traps.
Yep.
Peanut butter, apparently. Drink. We haven't caught the damn thing. My wife comes upstairs and says, we have a big problem. And I'm like, all right, we've solved cancer twice. We'll figure this out. We'll figure this out, you know? She's like, holds a picture up of the mouse. I'm like, you had time to take a picture of it? I'm like, what? We haven't seen it since, so I don't know. I mean, I said to her, if it weren't for the picture, I wouldn't believe.
It's just gone?
Wise Marcus is everything. Hey. Like, really, I mean, I thought I would have to go to, one of the big depot places or what. Like, I just didn't.
Nah.
People, you don't think. But you, as the manager, people would be shocked at what you stock. Really, you would be.
Yeah, I mean, you can get air filters for your house. You wouldn't even think that.
What?
You can get air filters for your house.
What aisle?
Right next to the mousetraps.
I didn't see them. I wasn't looking for an air filter.
You didn't look. But they're there. They're there. I mean, you can get, honestly, anything. We probably have some form of it.
Do you stock Pizza John's and Squire's Pizzas in your store?
Yep. Got them both right on my end cap.
So this is what I was talking to Jamie last week from Wise Markets, and I just said of all the things that are beautiful about Wise, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, you got a lot of local people buying Mars. Like, you know, you come from that background as well. I talk about G&A being Highland Town to all of this. The local part of local stuff. And like that special sandwich, the Bell Garden sandwich.
Bell Garden.
And I see even more like the Wackenfuss, the burger cookies, there's another brand of cookies that I've never really had that's a local brand.
Otterbein.
That's what I meant, Otterbein.
Otterbein. Well, we'll do brookie. I mean, we had the burgers too.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I got them like on a, we'll have like a local.
You have Fisher Popcorn too.
Yeah, local end cap right there.
I think that's a story for me in regard to you guys this year that I'd like to get some of those vendors. I mean, call them vendors, but they're local businesses. They're G&A. They're Squires. They're Pizza John's.
Yep.
They're local. I've never had the burger cookies people on, but I know you stock them. A lot of places stock them, and I just think that's local support local. That's the best part of doing all of this.
Yeah, it is.
I see that a lot, like with your desserts and stuff too. The Wise desserts have like a Southern Pennsylvania. You have a lot of really cool regional kind of things that I see the label and I see it came from a farm an hour from here, right?
Yep.
And I know all your produce is like that.
Yep. Anything we can source local. We have farmers that we have stuck with for 30, 40, I'm sure there's one out there, I believe 50 years. And we've dealt with these local farmers for that long.
Well,
it's local businesses, like you said.
Nothing but better than fresh.
Yep.
Fresh beats everything, always. All right, Nick is here from Wise. Tell him what store number is. 180. Okay, I don't know the store numbers.
You got to know my store number. You got to know it by now.
180. I'm trying to think. Do a 180. I'm going to do a 180 out of here at G&A and go to your store.
And head right to my store to get your eggnog ice cream.
I do know where it is. I just haven't been in your store. I have nowhere to put the eggnog ice cream. If I go home with eggnog ice cream tonight.
You got
to
give some more soup to your son.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to share. I'm not sharing my soup. No soup for you, Barry. We are at G&A. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I still have a handful of Raven scratch-offs to give away. A lot of folks have just walked in here to get hot dogs and have lunch. They don't know. They have no idea that Baltimore Positive is here. They know I'm loud. They know I'm here, believe me. We have some Raven scratch-offs to give away, as well as some holiday. You haven't gotten one yet, right? You're of legal age?
Scratch yes,
off
I am
for
a,
you.
I am
you
a,
have
a Maryland legal
lottery
age.
Ticket. You probably have a kiosk in your place, right, in the front door? Absolutely.
Yeah.
$1.3 billion right now, the Mega Millions. Tomorrow night's drawing. 1.3 billion. 13th. Day 13th?
Yeah. Tomorrow. Yeah,
Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So what would you do? What's the first thing you do? You would go looking for bottles in the woods and gunpowder and turn your phone off, right?
Essentially, probably more than like that, yeah.
So this is what happens when I have Nick on. And it may have been because I text you the other day and you're freaky and things know it. It hears what we talk about. I had a story served to me on my pocket, and now I'm going to get 10 because I'm talking about it. And the internet hears things.
It does.
The headline was people that do what you do, mm-hmm. bottle searching, finding radioactive glass.
Oh, they have, well, there is a, I don't know if it's radioactive, but there is like certain, what they used to have in the glass, I think it's a, it might be magnesium.
Illuminates, like.
It might be like magnesium or something that they used to have in the glass back then, and if it sits out in the sun, it will turn purple.
Okay.
Turns purple.
And you've picked these kind of bottles up.
Yes.
I haven't talked. So tell me what you do, because you have a really interestingly weird, cool hobby that
it's not
Mike
weird.
Rowe's going to find you one day and call you a dirty job.
That would be, he would
be the best.
Yeah, he would love that job.
Yeah.
No, we'll research old maps, old newspapers from 18th century, 19th century, and try to find out where people lived and then dumped their trash, and we'll go try to dig it up and see what's left. And you will find you'll find some crazy stuff. I mean, we found even dentures.
Oh, wow.
You'll find bones from the animals that they used to eat.
So if you weren't managing the wives at Honey Go, you would have been like an archaeologist. You'd have been like an Indiana Jones
something with
guy.
Something with history.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's why I love having you on, man. So you've been out and done this lately, or is it not a winter thing?
No, it's actually more of a winter thing if you're going out into the woods, because a lot of the snakes and the spiders and the vegetation has
gotten out of the way.
You know, you do it during the summer, you can't see anything.
Thatch
through it. You got snakes.
Perfect day would be a day like 50 degrees. Nice day.
Yeah, today.
A nice day, but in winter.
Yeah, like if I was off today, I would probably be out right now hiking around looking for something.
My wife would like your, every time I mention your hobby to my wife, she goes out in the woods and she rummages for stuff. I mean, she looks for it.
It's,
when she's out there, she's looking for animals and birds and whatnot, but she will always come across stuff.
I mean, I've walked sometimes just off a trail. You're 20 foot off of a normal trail that everyone else takes. We'll go off of the trail. I have found a beer bottle that's been sitting there for 120 years. Sitting right there.
Well, who would pick it up? I mean,
nobody goes off trail, right?
Right. I mean, and if they pick it up, they're going to put it in their satchel to maybe take it home as a souvenir or whatever, maybe.
Right.
But they're not out there looking to collect things.
No, they're not.
And carrying
it back.
It just
is crazy.
Maybe a dead deer one day.
Yeah. But it's just crazy of what you can find in just a normal spot that nobody, you wouldn't think to go to now, but back then, like fire roads. You know, if you go out to like the reservoir, Loch Raven Reservoir, and you're hiking around, the fire roads, they're not fire roads. They were never fire roads. They're fire roads now because it just happened to be a road that somebody took to get to their house, and then the city bought it, and they bought the reservoir, and they bought all the land, and now it's just a fire road in case, you know, emergency vehicles need to get back there for somebody that might hurt themselves hiking or if there actually is a fire. But that was an actual road to somebody's house. That was not a fire road.
It wasn't built to be that.
No, it was not built for a fire road. So people used to travel that all the time, and then I'll go out looking for it.
All right, man. Well, anybody wants to... Is there a society that does this, like a group of people?
They actually... I have a group of friends that I'll go out with, but there is like a Baltimore Bottle Club. I'm not part of it. My friends are. But yeah, there is a group of people who will get together and you can talk about this.
Well, I think it's cool. And you know, I talked about it and literally within the last 5 days since I contacted you, this radioactive... I'll send it over to you when
you have to send that to me so I can look at it. Because I don't know what that is, but it sounds interesting. We might be able to find it. We may have found it before. I just don't... don't know.
All right. Well, dare I say, the great Tony De La Rose is going to be joining me at some point here before it's all over with. Also, Mike Hsu, former WJZ, who is a storyteller extraordinaire, is going to come by and teach me some things and catch up with him. He's a huge Ravens fan as well. He and I used to run each other on Ravens road trips. And anything else going on with Wands?
Yeah, I mean, so we got, you know, we got the big game coming up. And we're the, obviously you want to be the tailgating headquarters for it. So you can get your party platters there. We're going to have all that ready to go. And then one of the really cool holidays, which, you know, Wise does it best, they do, is Valentine's.
I know this. Strawberries and chocolate.
You know it.
I know this.
That's where I'm going with it. So from February 12th to February 14th, you'll be able to get your long stem chocolate dip strawberries. And these strawberries are beautiful. I mean, they'll fit.
Fresh dipped in the store. Yeah.
Yeah, fresh dipped. You can place your order.
My wife did this last year.
I mean, you can get white chocolate, dark chocolate, milk chocolate. Dark chocolate's the best.
Dark,
in my opinion.
Dark.
There's I love dark chocolate.
I like white chocolate, but I'm a dark.
Dark chocolate.
I'm not anti milk chocolate. I just will never pick it.
Man,
if dark
if
is
I
available.
Have dark available, I'm
yeah,
getting dark.
I will never get.
And I actually did a DNA test. You know, the DNA test you can do.
Yeah. 23U.
Government's got my DNA now. Whatever.
Okay.
But they said I have a gene that prefers dark chocolate.
What?
There's actually a gene that you can have that prefers dark chocolate, and it's funny because I love dark chocolate. So just a
don't
little
believe
fun,
what you read
just
on the
little,
internet.
Just
don't
little,
believe all that.
Just a little fun fact.
All right, there
you might want to look it up. But you know, I mean, Valentine's back to it. I mean, in our meat department and seafood, you'll be able to get that. You can get your
the tomahawks.
Surf
you
and
do the tomahawks?
Well, you can get the tomahawks. You'll be able to get lobster tails, surf and turf. We'll have the meal for two in the nice hearts and everything. Cut fruit. I mean, it's just...
If you love her, don't give her milk chocolate. Don't give her... Yeah, I'm just thinking more... I'm thinking about my strategy on this, you know. My wife gave them to me last year. She gave them to herself first because I saw the package. I was at the Super Bowl during that week, and you guys did it, like, on the Friday. The Super Bowl was, like, maybe the 12th last year. You guys did it on, like, the 9th, 10th... She came out and participated in my in my absence, and she was very pleased with herself, you know.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love strawberries dipped in chocolate?
Well, it's gonna be the same thing this year too, because
I'm in
12th, and then the 14th.
Well, I'm not going to the Super Bowl this year. The National Football League. It's breaking news. They've made sure. They've told me I'm not allowed to come. They don't let my kind in. Super Bowl. 28 years.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm displeased, to say the least. But the good news is I get strawberries. That's
you will
news.
Get strawberries,
absolutely.
And then any points you got left over. Well, honestly, the one good thing with points...
I can use points for strawberries.
No, not with strawberries. But, like, just I'm saying at the end of the month when you have your points, because I was going back to where you said you had 67 points. One of, like, the best things that you can use 100 points for right now is 18-count eggs,
$1.49.
Right, $1.49 for an 18-count egg. If you use 100 points, $1.49.
All right.
So, yeah, there's no points for Valentine's, but you're accumulating points right now till the 28th.
All right.
I think I'm pretty sure it's from January 1st till the 28th. Points are accumulating. Or somewhere in that time. And you can use those points for, again, your gas. You know, gas is going down a little bit. So,
thanks,
that's
Joe.
Nice.
A little political statement there.
You can get a gallon of milk for $1.79 with 100 points. But the real big one is the eggs. If I'm gonna use mine for some eggs.
Because nice.
$1.49 for 18-count eggs, you cannot beat that.
Yeah, eggs, and you guys get beaten up at the market, right? When prices go up, it's like getting the gas station beaten up. Like we've been in an inflation situation. I mean, a couple years ago it was tomatoes. Remember this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tomatoes went up. The eggs thing. Do you understand it?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's. I mean, it goes back to those events that have happened, and then the avian flu.
Sure.
It all stems back to that.
Sure.
And then, obviously, the farmers and et cetera down the line. Boom, 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 boom. So, we'll get out of it.
But you got a deal. You got a deal. Yeah, get the points.
Get the points. The points are easy to get,
I got 67 points by the time I get a gallon of milk, and I come in there, and you sell me
eggnog
and peppermint ice cream and all that good stuff.
You got peppermint. I got it, too, on my shelf. I checked. I got cinnamon. Eggnog and peppermint stick. You can get your eggnog, get your apple dumpling.
I have a Wise issue for you, and I brought this up on a few segments, and they might not be happy with me, but it's true. Whipping cream. During the holidays, there is a, it's almost like eggs. It's a shortage of the worldwide
shortage. Yeah.
Of whipping cream.
Mm-hmm.
You're aware of this as a manager-wise?
I 100%. 100%.
You know how I'm aware of it?
I mean,
because my wife went out looking for it on Tuesday night for Thanksgiving, and she went to five Y stores. And by the time she got to the fifth one, there was a lady in the aisle saying, I've been everywhere. I've been to all the stores. And, like, everybody was looking for whipping cream.
Yeah, it's one of those big holiday items, and unfortunately this year, there was a...
There's a run!
A huge shortage of it. And, yes, it's one of those items that everyone is using... I mean, there's substitutions that you can do.
I said to her, was there any ready whip? She's like, yeah, but I didn't want that. I kept going somewhere. I'm like, just give me some whipped cream for the pumpkin pie. That's all I need. You know, I didn't need it to be Gucci. You know, I just need it to be...
Right.
It's just, it's Thanksgiving, you know? She wanted it for whipped potatoes, for mashed potatoes. Whipping cream, man, makes some mashed potatoes. Like,
There's some... I mean,
and you wonder how I put weight on. How many things have I talked about eating since we sat down here?
Probably, I think, 12.
Well, that's what the Maryland Crab Cake Tour is all about. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. Nick's here from Wise Market, store 180. Not to be confused with 179 or 181. He's over at Honey Go. He's my dude, and it's been great to have him visit. Tony Della Rose is going to be here a little later on. Mike Shue's going to be here. Andy's here. We're at G&A. It's been a long time coming. Wanted to come out here last year. It's been too busy, too crazy. We had to slow things down a little bit out here. Also, our friends at Window Nation, I've got my my floppy hat. 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. 60 months, 0% financing. And, of course, our friends at Wise Markets, always with wise conversations and having fun. No other plan. That's it. Just strawberries, that's the big story.
I mean, that's the biggest thing we'll have coming up. But right after that, again, you got your St. Patrick's Day. And we normally do points for that with
corned beef. Yep.
Yep. And then, honestly, if you really think about it, we'll be rolling right into, I mean, you got Easter after that. And then spring and summer. I mean, it's here. Even though winter's only here. No, but if you start,
cold.
We're already planning for it. It's not
it
cold.
Makes me feel
it really
good.
Ain't cold. It was cold on Christmas,
dude,
but that's about the only time it's been cold.
Opening day is April 6th.
You're already
at home,
planning for it.
And I'm thinking, okay, you know?
You're already planning for it because it's right there.
They announced this Billy Joel concert down at M&T and Stevie Nicks. And I'm like, it's October 7th. It's my birthday week. I'm like, you have to wear a jacket. And I'm like, I don't even want to think about next winter.
I don't want to think about wearing a jacket. I want to be done with a jacket.
Man, this Southwest thing really got me down because, like, at some point I'm going to go lay on a beach somewhere, and you're not going to know who I am anymore for a while. I have to turn all this off at some point.
Well, you just go fly for the day, and then come home.
I'm doing that for Springsteen.
Where's that?
Tampa.
Tampa.
Yeah.
When is it?
February 1st. Bruce Willing.
We just going. Going
no,
down,
I'm
coming
going to
back.
Land on the way back. I'm going to some shows, man. I'm going to see Bruce a little bit. It's been too long.
My dad loves Bruce Springsteen.
There was this plague thing that happened that's really kind of bummed me out a little bit. I want to go have some fun. I'm going to have a crab cake here. You haven't eaten anything, and I didn't bring you any food because I didn't want you eating when you're talking about bottle collecting, but appreciate you, man. Local.
Appreciate it.
Say Perry Hall, is that right? Or do I have to say Honey Go?
No, you can say Perry Hall, Honey Go.
Is this considered White Marsh, or is this considered Nottingham? Where is this? You know what I do
all the
time? This is what I do now. I go to Google Maps and whatever it tells me, that's what I'm going to go with because I'm figuring that's it. Let's see here. Yeah. It calls this area White Marsh. White Marsh.
Well,
so,
let me see what the zip code is.
The zip code is 21162.
Okay, so yeah, that would be because Perry Hall the official Perry Hall zip code is 21128. And then Nottingham is 21236, which is still Perry Hall.
Nobody lives in Nottingham.
No, you don't.
I lived in Nottingham. They're going to be like, was that near Buckingham Palace? No, I don't think so. I am Nestor. We're at G&A Coney Island Hot Dog. We're having fun. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It is all brought to you by all of our friends at the Maryland Lottery Window Nation and guys like him and gals like those at Wise Markets who give me great eggnog ice cream and delicious strawberry dip chocolates. Stay with us.